Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about some of the top minerals that women must have on a daily basis. And they really don't know where to get these minerals from.
Diamonds.
They think
diamonds.
That they need to take a multivitamin to get these minerals.
Oh, you're talking about consuming? Or
yes,
they like
consuming,
to have
not
around.
The black diamonds. Now, this is stuff you need to eat in your diet, not the minerals. What's a mineral that what's your favorite mineral, Lee?
Gold.
Not cesium?
Yes, selenium.
All right, well, here these are the top six that women must have in their diet for optimal health. Number one, for bone health. This is also for protein synthesis, for converting food into energy. Magnesium. Now, where do we get magnesium, Lee, from? One of my favorite places in the world,
the magnesium tree.
This is the best place for magnesium for me is avocados. Women might say, raw chocolate or, the cacao might also be a place that you can get magnesium from. But seaweed or green algae, green leafy vegetables,
grains,
nuts, those are all great sources of magnesium. Number two, Lee, calcium. Calcium is very, very important. And calcium is also real good for for muscle function. It's also the obvious one.
Where do you
get
it? Obviously, spinach.
That's right. Actually, that is a great source from it. Broccoli is a great source from it. And we know that calcium, when we talk about bone health, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Chinese cabbage, kale, also really good sources of it. And if you ask a child, they'll probably say cereal, which is true.
Exactly.
It's a good source of calcium as well. So those are great places. There's a lot of non-dairy sources for it. You don't have to just think the traditional milk
ones. I didn't even
ones.
Think of milk.
You didn't even bring that one up.
Didn't occur to me.
Nextly, iron. Iron, another very important mineral to take. This one, we know that iron is important. It's a key protein that you found in hemoglobin
in the blood. More spinach.
Now you're going to find this you're going to find
really?
This in the place that you'll most find this is in red meats. And fish and chicken, lentils, beans, also a good source. Dried apricots are also a very good source of iron, Lee. Did you know that?
No.
Raisins, too. Zinc is another key mineral you got to take. Very good for the immune system. Great place for zinc. One of the places I don't like to get them from are oysters. That's a great source. Also, beans, nuts, whole grains, great source of it. And pumpkin seeds, great place to get your zinc as well. Iodine. Right now, people are rushing out to get iodide. Don't be confused if you're living in Japan. But iodine is very important for nutrient metabolism. It's real important for the hair, the skin, the tooth, the teeth as well. Seafood, seaweeds, sardines, lobster, also great sources of getting iodine. And my last mineral that you got to get is selenium. Very important for glucose metabolism. And fatty acid synthesis, really good for that stuff. Cereals, legumes, nuts, chicken, eggs, and cheese, all good. If you notice there was one mineral that came across the whole board, you're nuts.
Nuts.
Go nuts with the nuts, and you're going to get all the minerals you need.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy is your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.